What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast. We hope you are having an amazing day. Happy Thursday that feels like a Friday for everyone who has off or is taking off the wonderful holiday weekend. The 4th of July.
So exciting. 4th of July weekend. Can't wait. Like this week, even though it's a short one, this morning like felt like it should be a Friday. And for us it is. And I actually don't even feel bad that we are taking off tomorrow because we have left you with so much content this week.
Look at my cup. Look at my cup. It just runneth
it's
over.
It's runneth over. Okay, here's what we have put out just this week that you can consume if you're feeling RDH this weekend.
Beyond the four episodes.
Four episodes of The Toast.
Free. Available on all platforms, video and audio.
One podcast Patreon episode with Olivia all about Miss Kaler.
And motherhood and, you know, postpartum depression. And I don't know if you've listened to the episode yet, but you obviously have not. Because there's a moment in there that is so deeply offensive to me, but is such a compliment to you. And I know you haven't heard it yet because like you would have called Olivia crying.
I haven't heard it yet. I'm going to listen to the podcast in the car, make everyone listen to it. I've heard it's right around episode 3:20. Okay, so there's that extra podcast. There's a vlog, Patreon, my Get Ready With Me. I am on Mood with Lauren Elizabeth this week. So good, so much wellness. Like, it's just really the kick in the butt you might need. And then also a new episode of The Redheads just dropped today. Like, there is content, 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 you guys.
Like we said earlier in this week, podcast, 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 content, 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 meetings, meetings, meetings. So we have left you with literally, even though you guys are so busy, like, getting fucked up, that's fine. Just want to let you know, if you're looking for us tomorrow or Monday, there is a plethora of things in which to watch and choose and listen.
There are so many places to find us. So I feel really good about that. And it makes me really excited to head out into this holiday weekend.
Yes, I'm very excited to celebrate Kelly Ripa's favorite holiday. I'm really happy for her. I know she'll be in the Hamptons and we'll be reading all about it in Hello Magazine come Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I feel like whenever there's a holiday weekend, I don't actually have like a plan, you know? I'm just like never making plans. So I'm so excited because we finally like made a plan and now I can really like look forward to this weekend as opposed to like me laying in my bed all weekend.
Which is also, like, don't knock it, like, an amazing way to spend your weekend.
No, but I had a recent weekend like that, so I wasn't looking for another one.
Yeah. I'm so excited to just, like, be with the fam, be with Kay, be out in the sun, even though it is supposed to rain, which is just so annoying. This will now be, like, the second holiday weekend this summer that it has rained the entire time. Memorial Day weekend, it rained in, like, the tri-state area the entire time. It's supposed to rain the entire time this weekend, except for Sunday. So I've got my Cards Against Humanity.
Bring your Kindle.
Oh, my God. I have to, like, actually pack, like, a full bag of rain things like Kindles, decks of cards, code names.
Yeah.
I don't know, some recreational drugs, like anything to just like have fun, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. And so unlike yesterday where there was really nothing to talk about, there is so much to talk about today. The story's runneth over.
And you know what? Today's theme is injustice.
Yeah.
There is so much injustice in today's stories that I think I have to hold my gavel the whole time.
In the world.
And we're going to bring it all to you. There is one small bit of justice news, global justice news.
It's not even justice news. It's like obvious, duh, human rights news.
Yeah. It's just, no, I was talking about the woman from Tour de France.
Oh, I was talking about the Olympics breastfeeding.
Is that a story? The woman from, okay.
No, not the woman. So if you want to talk about her,
so
talk
an
about
update
her.
From the story.
I told you the story's runneth over. She got cut. Her and her big yellow coat got cut.
This happened yesterday while we were live on air. The woman who we reported on earlier in the week who totally fucked up the Tour de France and then like fled her country in her big yellow coat has been found and she has been arrested. So justice has been served in France.
A small bit of justice, but like still those bikers who worked so hard injured for her dumbass sign.
How do you say justice in French?
Justice. Yeah, oh, liberté, like it's part of...
Égalité.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, ready? Justice in French.
Justice.
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 But let me make sure I put that in right. English to French. Yeah. Justice is justice.
English deducted France.
Justice, right?
That doesn't look right. La justice.
Where'd you see that?
Right below.
But it's justice. That's La justice is probably the justice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
okay,
funny.
Good. Well, justice has been served.
Yeah.
How was your day yesterday?
My day yesterday was busy. I was editing the Redheads, which was such a fun task because the episode is so amazing. So please go check it out, Redheads Book Club. You don't have to have read the book in order to listen to the episode. I do a nice recap at the top and you can just enjoy. But if you are into reading, I think everyone will like the book. We all really like this book.
I know you watched a lot of Too Hot to Handle.
I watched half an episode of Too Hot to Handle.
Oh.
I started episode two, and by like three quarters of the way through, I was just like, this is stupid.
Well, that's so crazy. I had like such an opposite reaction. Like I was like, this is so good.
I don't know. Maybe like I've just changed so much over the last year, like from the last time I watched Too Hot to Handle, mm-hmm. or maybe season one was just better and brought you in way faster than season two. But I was just like, this is not a good use of my time. Hmm. This is a waste of my time. Just, I can't. I mean, the concept is cool, whatever. But on the one hand, it's not enough money.
Well, so that is...
It's not enough money to make it interesting.
Yeah, and I think it really should be the $100,000 per person, and everyone gets
or
deducted.
Or $1 million and split. And then I did like how Lana was like, it won't be split equally.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, everyone will get what they deserve based on how they perform. But it's also not fair that some people have absolutely no fucking connections, so there's no temptation for them. It's not like, it's not like they're resisting.
Yeah, no, that's 100%
true. It's just that nobody's into them. They're not into anybody.
I agree. The fatal flaw of the show, and even last season, which was really good, we said it when we recapped it, like it's just not enough money to make it interesting. And I think they don't even really make it clear if it's $100,000 for the group or $100,000 per person. I think it's pretty clear that it's for everyone,
it's
right?
It's for everyone.
And it's not enough. I agree.
So even if you were perfect, 100,000, well, first let's
what is there, 12 of them?
Is there 12 or is there 10?
Let's say 10. That's $10,000 per person after taxes. It's about 5,000, depending on where you live. And
I just feel like
it's not life-changing money. It's not something like you're going to stay celibate for.
No. But I also can't relate to these people who like just have to kiss each other. Like,
and like have to fuck all the time. 100%. Like,
who literally can't withstand.
Wow, I never correct you.
Withstand for even one minute. Day.
Yeah, like, no, it's like have some self-control.
Have some self-control. So but that's not what bothers me about the show. It's just like an aside. I just feel like I'm not, maybe because I've just gotten on this journey, like this historical journey, so many of the shows that I watch, like I learn so much and they're entertaining. So now it's like, if I'm really not getting anything out of the show, I think you should continue on.
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. And you might have just been in like a bad mood or something.
I really wasn't. I was actually in quite a good mood. I was waiting for a Housewives of Beverly Hills. I was chilling with Brew. Brew was like, hey, Ma, I never saw season one. Could we watch it again?
Oh, maybe that's
like,
why.
I was like, Brew, come on.
Just give it a chance. It's like a fun, silly show. Not everything has to be historical fiction.
No, like, but like even I watched some dumb shit. Real Housewives. And
it was so good last night.
Or like Siesta Key. But like, there's something more interesting about it to me.
Yeah, I think that you might have just like watched like a bad 30 minutes because the first four episodes like are really good. They are.
Okay, for you, my sister, my co-host, I will give it one more chance. I will get to the end of episode three.
Okay, that's fair. So fair.
Okay.
I finished Sex Life. And I have to say, it is such a bad show. And I think everyone's like, a lot of people are like loving it. And like, girl, we know why you're loving it. Like, you don't have to lie. Like, we know. As a show, like as a plot, oh my God, it was so stupid. It did get like kind of juicy at the end. There was like drama with the neighbors. Are you going to finish it?
I mean, start it. I actually want to.
Okay, the ending was so frustrating. Like, because basically the whole time it's like, girl, make a decision. Like, just whatever it is, I don't even care. Choose something and stick with it.
Yeah.
And then like literally the ending is so stupid. Like it's actually really frustrating because she's just, it's one of those shows where you're watching someone fuck up their life. Like her life was perfect. And if you're unhappy in your marriage for whatever reason, like then leave your marriage. Like don't be such a drama queen, like running to the city every 5 minutes, acting like you can get there in 30 seconds when we know you're taking the train. Like,
yeah,
So it was just very frustrating. And I hate watching shows where like the protagonist is self-destructing. Cause yeah. it's like, okay, if you want to make bad decisions, that's fine. But like, make the fucking decision. The whole show is limbo. Like, what is she going to do? What is she going to do? Who's she going to choose? And then in the end, it's like, I don't want to ruin it, but like,
don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Okay, like, fine. I think probably people are watching. I'm going to give it a shot.
But knowing that they're dating and like watching it through that lens, which we reported on yesterday in case you missed yesterday's episode.
Which you really should watch because it was hysterically funny.
It was. Brad and Billy are dating. I actually can like really feel the chemistry, even though it truly is like a Lifetime original movie, community theater level acting.
Yeah.
Except that guy Brad is actually a very good actor.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Everyone else is giving me major Hallmark vibes.
Those are vibes I can appreciate, which is like everything that you're saying to like knock the show are things that I you will
love it. Like you will love it.
That's why I'm going to give it a shot.
So I finished it. And then I went out for dinner and I just had a lovely evening, came home, watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're going to recap that in the TV recap segment after the Fast Five.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I watched last night? Cause I was like, I was watching TV till pretty late. I was watching BFF's pod.
With Jeffree Star?
With Jeffree Star.
Oh my God. You know, I need to watch it.
So it was really good.
By the way, you're such a grandma. BFF's pod?
That's what it's called.
The BFF's like podcast.
Sounds like no, BFF's pod to me.
They're just like username is BFF's pod. Like,
okay, well, I watch, like I catch that show when they have a guest
me
that
too.
I like want to hear from because I feel like they have a really good interview dynamic. And so it was really nice to see Jeffree again.
I know, he's like been so MIA.
So MIA, so like they talk about all of that. And it was really enjoyable because like Jeffree, I really missed him.
Me too. What did he say? Like any bombshells?
Not so many bombshells because they were sort of like catching up with his life. Like they had this whole pamphlet and like just sort of taking it from the beginning. Cause I think like Dave like knows Jeffree. Of course they've sort of like been on the internet for as long as each other, but like how exactly did you get from here to there? So if you're like a Jeffree stan, you pretty much know everything, but it's always interesting. They talk about like Kanye and stuff, but
yeah,
it's just like funny. And it was nice to see Jeffree again, like looking so well.
And honestly, I've seen a few episodes of BFS pod, but like I'm obsessed. Me and Margo are obsessed with Brianna Chicken Fry.
Then you'll really like the episode because she's really the star of the interview, and I feel like Jeffree has an appreciation for her
because I feel like she's the only one who like knows like what he does.
Yeah, and like could explain to the other people like what really happened.
Yeah, I follow her on TikTok and like just like want to be her, like live in the East Village, you know.
Yeah, and the MBFS pod.
Literally. I need to watch that actually.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable.
There was some more drama in the YouTube space yesterday with the frenemies update.
Okay.
And it's like, at this point, they've gone back and forth so much, like, nobody even cares. But Trisha, like, put on a full-blown apology video, basically saying what everyone's been saying this whole time, how she really disrespected Ethan. She was so rude to the crew. She broke her trust with Ethan, like, because she, like, aired a lot of his dirty laundry. And basically, she just said, like, she had been on, you know, she struggles a lot with mental health, that she has BPD. That they were on, like, a new medication. And honestly, the video just, it was so late. It's like, we really don't care.
Okay, but she's taking ownership of the way she behaves. She's not sticking to this, like,
no, even. But she's been making videos literally 4 weeks up until this point, defending her actions, like, to the T.
Okay, and now
she's... Now she literally, light switch, new perspective.
Do you think it's genuine?
I mean, the video seemed genuine, but, like, this is classic Trisha.
She doesn't seem like someone who says stuff she doesn't mean.
But, like, this is kind of, like, I think the roller coaster of emotions that you go on when you're a fan of Trish. Like, she kind of says one thing, does another, and then this is just like a complete opposite. And what she was saying was, I agreed with everything she said. Like, she feels so bad, not only because of like she loved doing frenemies, but also this is a family and she like loved being a part of such a big family. She is a small family, but she loves her family, and it was so nice to like have Passover. She said it was like the best Passover she ever had. So it was like there were really earnest moments in
someone. Sounds like someone needs to outstretch an arm.
I know, but like, Trisha has just like really done them dirty so many times. Like, I don't know if I could ever forgive Trisha one time if she did that to me. And Ethan and Gila have done it like a few times. And like, this is really the last straw.
So based on the video, do you think that frenemies will come back?
No. And that's not even what she said. She's like, I don't even know if I want frenemies to come back. I just want to say my piece and like try and course correct.
Okay. Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. But like, I'm so over that drama. Like, it's so such old news. And the fact that it took her, what did we talk about that? Like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
To apologize? Like, no.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Damn. I'm sorry, Claude. That's not going to work out for you.
It's okay. I mean, I wasn't even really a huge fan of the podcast. I was more of a fan of the drama.
Yeah. Like, that's how it goes.
Yeah. So it goes.
So that's your podcasting news update. Mm-hmm. And I think without further ado, where are you? He's not here today because Claudia said that Ben's working from home. So Dew is working from home as well.
He needed a day.
Hit him up via email if you're looking for him. He's still on email, but he's just taking the day off.
You might get a bounce back like T-H-E-O-O-O.
Oh my God. Okay. Without further ado, here are the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And that's true. But before we dive in, I just want to say how dazzling I'm feeling today. Do I look dazzling?
You do look dazzling.
I'm feeling dazzly AF thanks to Shoe Dazzle. Shoe Dazzle, by the way, I wore these shoes that I got from Shoe Dazzle to a wedding in the Hamptons like 2 weeks ago. And I've never gotten more compliments in my life on Instagram and in real life about my shoes. And they were from Shoe Dazzle. Shoe Dazzle really has like the most sickening shoes. Like, check it out. Basically, how you get started is you'll take a quick style quiz for personalized outfit recommendations. Make sure to enter your email address once you take the style quiz, and then you'll receive exclusive access, monthly deals, and updates about new collections that haven't been released yet. You can shop from hundreds of styles curated just for you. You can also choose to check out as a guest or become a VIP member, which has a ton of perks. You could save up to 30% all day, every day. You get early and exclusive access to new styles, collections, collaborations. They do sick collaborations with like different celebrities and influencers. And also as a VIP member, you get exclusive sales and promotions. So if you want to check out Shoe Dazzle, go to shoedazzle.com/toast to get started. It's a decision you won't regret. I promise. It's shoedazzle.com/toast. Check them out. Like, seriously, you will plots from the selection of sickening shoes.
Sickening shoes.
Dazzling shoes.
I'm taking so many with me this weekend because also I love Shoe Dazzle because they're affordable enough that you can really have a pair like for every outfit, you know? You don't have to like...
That's like that Shoe Dazzle commercial when the wife had like all these shoes and the husband was like, why? And she was like, because they're so affordable and I literally have one for every outfit. That was a really compelling commercial.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel. My outfit's cute today, but I need to put the blanket on. I'm sorry.
Are you cold?
I am cold.
I'm really feeling good.
It's chilling. Okay, first story, the big news of the day. Bill Cosby has been freed from prison after court overturns sex assault conviction. America's dad turned sex fiend Bill Cosby.
Can we stop calling? He is not our dad. Like, my dad's dead. And Bill Cosby's not my dad.
Okay. So sex fiend Bill Cosby was released from prison Wednesday afternoon, looking feeble but flashing a peace sign, hours after his sex assault conviction was overturned in a stunning court ruling.
This is so crazy. This is like, I thought we were, like, the chapter had ended on Bill Cosby. I wasn't even thinking. I brought him up on the show yesterday. I feel like I put him back in the universe.
Yeah.
I had literally forgotten about him.
I know. I didn't know the book was still open here. He was freed from SCI Phoenix after spending about 2.5 years behind bars on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault involving accuser Andrea Constant. He had been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. In addition to Constant, 5 other women testified at trial that Cosby had drugged and sexually assaulted them, too, and scores of more accusers have stepped forward over the years to accuse him of everything from sexual misconduct to rape. Cosby himself admitted in a damning deposition in a civil suit Constant had filed against him years earlier that he liked to drug women before having sex with them. The problem was that Cosby had spoken to prosecutors under what both sides said at the time was an immunity deal that allowed him to dodge criminal prosecution in the case.
That's like, this is where I don't understand the justice system. Like, you can literally be on record admitting your crime, but it doesn't count?
Because the court ruled that immunity and what he said, like under those pretenses, had to be upheld and that his conviction had to be tossed because his conviction was based on a lot of the things. I'm just trying to explain as best as I can how this happened.
Yeah. I didn't even know that like we were still appealing. I didn't know that like there was any legal draw. I thought, you know, we threw him in a cell and threw away the key. Like I didn't know that we were still talking about this.
Yeah.
And like it just all happened so fast, overturned, and he's home. Like it literally happened in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's vile. It's disgusting. And honestly, like, I don't know. Like, this is just like for all those women who like went through so much to like speak out, it's like all for nothing. Like, are you serious? Like, this is so, and it's not for nothing, but like to have all of that work be undone mm-hmm. is so disrespectful and it's so unfair.
It's so. So upsetting, like such a miscarriage
of justice
for all the women who did come forward. And this was one of the first big stories that really blew up the Me Too movement. And so to have that courage to tell your story and for this to be the end result is so upsetting.
This would be like you're right, Bill Cosby, the story is as big a part of Me Too as like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
That would be like Harvey Weinstein getting out of prison. Like so fucking unfair.
Yeah.
And not right and not just.
No.
So I know like now I don't foresee Bill Cosby getting back to work. he is, in the court of public opinion, by most people, considered, you know, irredeemably bad.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as what he deserves, which is being in jail.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he has a miserable life.
Same. And I hope his accusers, victims, can find some peace.
And they feel, I'm sure they're like feeling unsafe. Like, it's just, there's so, I mean, there must be so many things going through their mind. And I'm really sorry. Like, that fucking is just wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
No.
Not the news. Not the news that you wanted to see yesterday.
I saw a funny meme. It's like, we said free Britney, not free Bill.
No, I know. And that leads into our next story.
Because we didn't even get to free Britney.
Nope. The judge has denied Britney Spears' request to remove her father from her conservatorship again. A judge has shot down Britney Spears' request to have her father removed from her conservatorship, at least for now. New court documents that were filed by the L.A. Superior Court on Wednesday show that the judge has denied a months-old request by Spears' attorney to remove her father, Jamie Spears, as her sole conservator.
So the good news is that this is not a result of this most recent trial.
These documents are not in direct response to last week's hearing where Spears gave an explosive testimony. Though Spears delivered a powerful 24-minute statement, the judge cannot make any ruling based on what she said, as she's still yet to file a petition to terminate her conservatorship.
Altogether, yes. So there still is hope. This obviously just came out as bad timing because most people just read the headlines and it's like, okay, she gave that speech and this was the answer.
Yeah.
But I just find it, you know, as someone who holds a gavel, I really find it disgraceful that now two judges, Bill Cosby's judge and Britney Spears' judge, have failed the justice system. Mm-hmm. And I take a lot of pride in holding this gavel.
Yeah.
And I just wish my peers would do the same.
No, honestly, the gavel means nothing today.
No, it's like meaningless.
Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of wood, really.
Literally.
Colored.
I mean, I'm glad that, like, we still have hope, because when I first read this, I just automatically assumed that it was, like, in regards to the big drama from last week.
Right. It's very confusing. There is still hope, but again, it's a loss for Team Britney.
Especially because there are all these people concerned, and there's different reasons why people think that, like, the judge and, like, so many people in the legal system as it refers to Britney's case, are being paid off by the conservatorship, by the family. And so, like, this just fuels that conspiracy theory. Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't, like, why are you so obsessed with Jamie Spears? Like, why is he better than all other conservators? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are you so, like, hooked on keeping him?
I don't know.
Maybe because you're lining your pockets with Britney's money. Maybe.
Maybe. Speaking of money, great segue to our next story. Erica Jane has been ordered to turn over her financial records in Tom Girardi's bankruptcy case.
Honestly, telling you the legal news.
For all of these legal stories, we need to get law degrees to report the news these days.
No, if celebrities are going to keep committing crimes, if you're going to be a pop culture commentary, you need
to go to law school.
A JD. Is that what it is?
I don't know. That could be it.
I think it is.
That sounds right. Sure. Yeah. I don't know.
No, MD's doctor.
Okay.
DDS's dentist.
JD. Degree.
Judicial degree, right? Like,
a juris doctor degree is the first degree in law. Yeah.
JD. Like, I need to, because I don't know what the fuck is going on in any of these cases.
Yeah, I know. And if
maybe, like, celebrities could just stop committing crimes.
Right. Our jobs wouldn't be so fucking hard.
No, literally. Like, I would have studied harder for the SATs if I knew that this was going to be my job.
No, like, we would have gone to law school if we knew that being...
Maybe we should.
A pop, or, like, maybe
online.
We could do, like,
University Skillshare. Of Phoenix.
Skillshare.
Yeah, or, like, University of Phoenix Law School.
Yeah, I think we need to take some, like,
intro
law for dummies.
Literally.
That would be a fun activity. We'll vlog it. Okay, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans will finally know how expensive it is to be Erica Jane. The reality star was ordered to cough up her financial records as part of her estranged husband Tom Girardi's bankruptcy case, per court documents obtained by Page Six on Wednesday. Jane's divorce attorney, Larry A. Ginsburg, was ordered to produce the records by 5 p.m. on July 21st.
Oh, she's got some time.
Yeah, however, the star may be able to buy some time, as she was given until 4 p.m. on July 16th to file an opposition to the order if necessary.
Well, honestly, I don't know what these financial records are going to show us, because, you know, watching last night's episode, she basically was like, you know, I know what Tom's done in his other two divorces. Like, I'm not getting any money. And she was, like, pretending like she was okay with it. And we know Erica Jane would not be okay with that. Like, she has said multiple times, I've been rich and I've been poor and I'd much rather be rich. Like, she talks about how she's obsessed with being rich. And so I don't think Erica Jane would take that so lightly in a divorce had she not known that, like, literally they had no money. She had to have known.
Okay, that's a really good point. I just will say, I think that it's not like she's leaving Tom and has nowhere to go. She has this gig on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that is only made stronger by this divorce. She
is a star.
Is a star. Like, she, I mean, now with the legal troubles, she's going to have a hard time, you know, being a brand ambassador. But before, when she left Tom, she had everything. If anything she wanted to do, she could have done
in
Chicago.
She was working with Vogue. She was on Broadway. Right, like, no, you're right. She was literally like the it girl of the fashion
Yeah,
world.
Like, I think she's, like, rep by CAA. Like, whatever she wanted to do, whatever she wanted to endorse, she could have done that. So she would have just been making her own money. And I think that's what she was starting to say to Lisa.
No, Sutton. In the...
When she was, like, when I was in New York, I was on my own. And I was, like... And she was, like, and I was really on my own. I think she meant, like, paying for whatever hotel she was at. And she was, like, and it wasn't so bad.
I know, but there is a difference between the type of money Erica makes as a socialite and the type of money and lifestyle you get being Tom Girardi's wife. And so... I think that Erica had made peace with the fact that she's not getting money whether she stays married or not stays married because he's broke. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, she could pay for her own hotels, but she don't have two planes. She doesn't have a closet upon closet with racks and racks and racks and racks of clothes and Birkins and Chanel. She doesn't have that, but she could pay her own rent and take herself to New York.
I just want to say.
Maybe fly first class.
I just want to say, we haven't seen the planes in a few seasons.
When was the last
and
time
by the way,
the
Tom has two planes. He really couldn't hop on one and see his wife perform in New York. And I'm not saying he doesn't have two planes, but maybe they're company planes. I don't think Erica was just like, oh, I think I'm going to go here.
But she was using the plane like at her leisure over the course of her time on the show. Like, she took the plane to go pick up Yolanda in Cleveland when Yolanda got her breasts.
Her first season. It's been a few years since then. Things change. I'm just saying, we haven't seen those planes in a while.
That's true. That's true.
Two, the racks and racks and racks of clothes, a lot of that stuff is gifted.
A lot, but not most.
I think a lot of it is.
And
also, it's not like everything she wears is Louis Vuitton. Like,
no,
she wears a lot of like Moschino and some like more fun
streetwear
brands that are more into gifting influencers. So I think it's possible that, like, yes, she has to buy the expensive stuff, but she gets so much stuff.
I think that trail has ended, though.
With the legal trouble. Yeah. But when she left, I don't think she had to choose between her wardrobe and her marriage.
When she left, though, I think she knew all of this was coming. That's what I'm saying. So that's why she's acting all cool on the show about, you know, whatever, Tom's going to give me nothing, but I'll start on my own. Tom's going to give you nothing because Tom's got nothing to give.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So her financial records, I don't even think they're going to show us that much. We know she got $20 million to EJ Global, her company, from Tom's law firm, the money of Orphans and Widows. I just don't know what these financial records are going to kind of expose.
Yeah, I just think they're important to tell the story.
Yes. This is just so messy.
Also, there is the theory that they divorced in order to hide the money. So if he gave Erica the money and then she left and now they're going after him, they need to see her records to make sure that's not what's happening.
That's it. That is it. Because that was the consensus when they filed for divorce on election day. Everyone was like, all these lawsuits are coming up. It's they're very much still partners and they're in love and they need to protect the money. And if they're divorced, 100%.
Yeah. So I think that they have to turn every stone. They got to turn them stones.
Do you think Erica Jane has like $40 million just sitting in her bank account that Tom gave to her so that the feds couldn't take it from him? That would be the craziest thing of all and the most unethical thing of all. Because there are all these people in line waiting to get their restitution from Tom Girardi. And Erica's just sitting on it buying homes and purses. That would be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, now I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready for our next story? A little more exciting Housewives news.
Exciting Housewives news that's brought to you by Hair Food?
Yeah.
Hair Food offers simple, superfood-inspired products that will make your hair look and feel amazing. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, Hair Food has a recipe for you. In addition to their beloved nourishing coconut milk and the chai spice collection, you've got to try some of their new recipes. The apple cider vinegar hair rinse, which is perfect for days when you need a gentle cleanse. The turmeric and almond oil detangling milk, which takes care of the most stubborn knots and it reduces frizz. In this heat wave, you best be using the turmeric and almond oil detangling milk because we're getting sweaty, we're getting knotty, and we're getting frizzy. They also have the shea butter and pear color repair concentrate, which can make overprocessed hair look vibrant and healthy. So if you color your hair and it's kind of broken and damaged, that would be really good for you. All the products smell so good and they are free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, mineral oils, and they are certified PETA cruelty free. So if you're looking for nourished, healthy hair, it's got to be Hair Food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
Thank you for that, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Now I feel ready to let you know the exciting Housewives news, which is that the Real Housewives of Potomac season 6 taglines are here.
Finally, literally the only franchise that has been stellar for the last, like I think about this all the time, mostly because we talk about it all the time. This most recent season of Potomac was the best season of Housewives, maybe top three best Housewives seasons ever. And then also every franchise was like flailing because of COVID. So it just made it look like even better. So to me, like Real Housewives of Potomac is on such a pedestal right now. And they deserve all of our respect.
I know, but I'm struggling because of the injustice towards Monique.
I know. And now Candace is still sticking around.
Candace is still on the show. And like, it feels like the Denise Richards situation. Like,
it's so unfair.
Push out, no justice. And I'm going to watch, but like, I'm really conflicted.
No, that's true. Because I so stand with Monique.
I stand with Monique.
Like, and not only that, I so don't stand with Candace. Like, I really don't like
and
her.
And I really hope that there's one of these women, I think it could potentially be Ashley Darby, who doesn't let it go, just like Giselle doesn't let Denise go.
No, just like
Garcelle doesn't let Denise. I'm staring at Giselle's tagline.
Just like Garcelle doesn't let Lisa get away with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, read the taglines.
First up, Giselle. The secret to this pretty face is staying in the shade.
Pretty good.
That is so on point because she is stunning and she's so shady.
Like, really wrapped up her personality. Like, stunning and annoyingly like a pot stirrer.
Yeah, and like self-aware shady.
Yeah, I also hope Giselle gets what's coming to her because the way she really stirred the pot, really like fucked up last season and then got her ass fucking handed to her by Monique in the reunion. Like, that was stunning. And there's so much, like, you know, chitter chatter online about Jamal and like the cheating, like, because Monique really blew that thing wide open. And then like the blogs. So I'm really interested to see what Giselle has to say for herself. I really hope Giselle has been like humbled a little bit and will stop getting up in everyone's business when her business is very messy.
I think Monique's firing was a win for Giselle. I don't think it was humbling for her.
I don't think Monique was fired.
Monique not returning to the show doesn't matter. Yeah. She's not there to keep coming for you.
Yes.
It's last man standing.
But can we all disagree? Monique left the show on her own accord because she doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the fame and she doesn't want it to affect her marriage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ashley Darby.
And by the way, there's no one I have more respect for in the world than a housewife who can and does walk away. There's so few of them. Bethany. Monique.
I guess Denise.
Denise, yes. To me, like, it's the most respectable thing you can do. And Deandra was actually, when she was on our show, she said something really, like, that actually made me respect the hell out of her. Because she's like, you know, I have so much fun, but every housewife has an expiration date. And when it is my time, like, I will not be too proud to just go.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm having fun. I know this isn't going to last forever. And I'm like, that is such a good attitude because so many of these women cling to their fame on the show. They cling to it so hard because it's everything they have now. Their whole world revolves around the money and the filming. And when you get that taken away from you, it can be devastating. So you have to have, like, a really good head on your shoulder. So, and I think Monique does.
Yeah. Ashley Darby, the only thing messier than two boys is me.
So cute. I really hope she does get messy because she, for the last like two seasons, has been on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm. Mess it up, Ashley. We're counting on you. Yeah. I'm really, really counting on Ashley and Karen.
Karen, yes. Ashley is kind of like our last like soldier on the ground, like to really take care of Candace.
Yep. Karen Huger, the grand dame can never be duplicated, imitated, or intimidated.
Iconic. Like, I don't even care what comes out of Karen Huger's mouth. Like, I just fucking love her so much.
100%.
And so whatever, like, you want to call yourself, whatever you want to say, like, I don't even care, but that's pretty good.
Wendy, this professor doesn't just grade on the curve, she sets the curve.
That's actually pretty cute, but it's just like, was her whole personality, her first season. And it is something to be proud of, but like, this is a TV show. Like,
yeah, I don't want to be reminded of being graded on the curve.
Yeah. Like, oh no, I'm back in a college lecture now. Like, it's just, I actually have PTSD from it.
Like, honestly, PTSD.
No, but Wendy does need to evolve a little bit outside of the shell she created for herself in the first season. It didn't help that she was so on the wrong side of history. But she's gotta give us something more like than the professor.
Yeah. Okay, Robin Dixon, Claudia's favorite housewife. I may keep you waiting, but trust me, I'm worth it.
No, you don't keep us waiting.
No, because she's late. She's so late. She missed a flight. Like, she's the latest housewife.
I thought she meant because, like,
we're waiting for her to, like, be interesting.
No. I thought because, like, we're waiting for her and Juan to get married. That's what I thought.
Oh, I thought it's because she's always the latest one.
Wait, what was it again?
I may keep you waiting, but trust me, I'm worth it.
I disagree, actually. I don't know if it's worth it.
And I would also just amend that to say, but trust me, I'm worth the wait. Just to, like, Bring
no,
it back.
I hate when you say a word twice in a sentence.
Okay, but Wendy said curve and curve.
She did, but it didn't bother me like this one does.
Because it's Robin.
Because I just honestly, the fact that you know what it is, the fact that Robin Dixon is still on this show, and like there have been women come and go on the show who, even though even if I didn't like them, were so much more interesting. Of course, Monique's not on the show, but Robin Dixon is like make it make sense. Charisse, like she was more interesting than Robin. Like,
yeah.
Katie Ross, like there was just so many, and I just can't believe we're still stuck with Robin.
No, I can't believe it. Every season, when I was catching up on Potomac last year, I started season one, and I think I caught up to like season four was where they were at. And I could not believe
she
every single time she was back.
And you know what? I do feel like there's a small bit of value in Robin Dixon if one day she ever decides to speak out against Giselle.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of how I compare it, I see Giselle as a Lisa Vanderpump type and Robin as a Kyle. And like maybe...
No, that's generous.
No? Okay.
I don't know if Robin's a Kyle.
No, but I mean, if a lot of the women are mad at Giselle and Robin then starts to speak out against Giselle, like it could be very powerful.
Yes, I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
Candace. Ugh. My blessings are many and my patience is none.
Well, yeah, we know. We do know that.
We do know.
Thank you for the reminder that you are an instigator.
Or my blessings are many and my scruples are none.
That's really good.
She really should have used the word scruples.
Because like, I use it so much ever since.
The best thing she ever said.
I completely agree. Have you no scruples? I have been saying that word like so much since she said it. I didn't even know what it meant when she said it. It's such a good word. It's really an SAT word.
It's such a good word. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Oh, wait. There's also a new... Yeah, there's a new housewife, right? Yeah,
no, Jackie Goldshire. I may be cut from a different cloth, but it's top quality fabric.
No, I'm...
That's like literally my favorite and least favorite tagline of all time.
I may be cut from a different cloth, but it's top quality fabric.
Okay, no, new housewife, Mia Thornton. If you want to pop off, I'll be happy to get you adjusted.
Makes to get you what? Adjusted?
Adjusted.
Oh, she a chiropractor?
That's what I was thinking too.
Okay, because I just have to say, I watched the trailer 5 times, could not figure out what Mia, the new housewife, said. I couldn't hear the end of her sentence. Okay. She swallowed it.
If like, you want to pop off, I'll be happy to get you adjusted. I think she must be a chiropractor.
I think she could have done better with like the back analogy.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the reference.
Yeah.
Assuming that she's a chiropractor.
Yeah, she could have also, if she is a chiropractor and we're like talking about like back stuff, she could have did like,
aligned.
If you want to talk behind my back, I'll adjust.
I'll crack it for you. Yeah, like, yeah, no, I agree. She could have done better with the whole like medical chiropractic analogy.
I mean, I really do hope she's a chiropractor. Wait, okay.
She has to be.
She has her degree in neuromuscular massage therapy. Okay, yeah.
That's much better than a chiropractor. That's
yeah,
like
but
a,
she's still cracking backs. Like, she's adjusting.
No, I don't think she is. Sounds like she works with people's brains. So she's like a spinal.
No, neuromuscular massage therapy.
Whatever, sounds impressive. So I just think she could have done better. Like, it should have been...
She's an entrepreneur and massage specialist.
Okay.
So she's cracking backs.
So she's cracking backs, yeah, yeah.
Okay, those are the taglines. I'm excited for Potomac to come back, but I am conflicted.
Yeah, no, I actually didn't think of it that way. I just thought, like, wow, it was such a good season. Like, it's going to be so good this time. But you're right. Like, we, as a network, they took the wrong side.
Uh-huh.
The women took the wrong side.
Andy came for Monique so hard in a way he's never come for anyone before.
It was painful to watch. It was actually, like, kind of, like, set off this, like, this hate train for me with Andy. Like, I've just kind of really been over him since then. Like, he shows up to work, acts like he doesn't want to do his job. Like, he is back in studio, and I did watch, like, him and Sonia Morgan, and he's definitely more vivacious, acts like he actually gives a shit what the people are saying. But I'm just like, after that reunion, I really can never look at him the same.
No, I agree. Like, thinking about it actually makes me upset.
Yeah, and just thinking about how Monique probably, like, had to sit through that, and then, like, Chris came out. Like, it must have been just painful for them, and I feel like a lot of empathy for them.
Yeah, me as well. Fifth and final story, a little basic human rights news. The Olympic organizers reverse course and will allow breastfeeding athletes to bring babies to Tokyo.
That is so generous. Like, I cannot believe that they would let breastfeeding moms feed their kids. Like, that is... Honestly, it's too much. I think we should reject... Like, I don't think we could accept a gift that gracious. Like, it's so unbelievably kind and lovely, and I'm just overwhelmed with... gratitude. I really am. It's too much.
It's too much.
It is way too much.
Yeah, Olympic organizers say they've reversed the policy that would have prevented breastfeeding moms from bringing their children to Japan for the 2021 Summer Games. Organizers have reduced delegation sizes and prohibited athletes' family members from accompanying them to the Olympics as part of a strict COVID-19 countermeasures. The Tokyo Organizing Committee had previously denied requests for exemptions from moms with young children. What about young children bringing their moms?
Good question, too. And you know what? When we were sitting here after the show yesterday and this news came out, we were really talking about how many extra people go to the Olympics, like besides the athletes. Like, think about how much press goes, photographers, news cameramen. Like, the fact that literally, it's not like it's just the athletes go. The fact that they're being so strict is so honestly, like, when it comes to mothers and children, it's honestly unethical. And this really just makes them look bad.
I totally and completely agree. And at the end of the day, if someone doesn't want to go because they are feeling unsafe because of COVID, like, no one's making them go. But if they are wanting to go and ready to take whatever steps necessary, let them go.
Let my people go.
That's just like the craziest thing. Actually, no, not the craziest thing I heard all week.
Because there was Bill Cosby.
Because Bill Cosby's walking free, flashing peace signs.
And disgracing your favorite hand gesture. No. Bill Cosby, no.
No.
No. Let's dive into TV recap. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode was on last night. Not much happened, but it was a really interesting thing to watch, is what I'll say. And today's episode, since it's freezing in here, has to be brought to you by Hush Blankets. Let's talk about the quality of your sleep. The reality is over 160 million Americans struggle with sleep, and Hush is here to help. They sell a wide range of sleep essentials for every sleeper. Whether you're a hot sleeper, a cold sleeper, Hush has what you need to get the job done. They carry anything from pillows and sheets to their best-selling weighted blankets, which Jackie and I both have at home. And if you're hesitant about getting a weighted blanket, because there are so many benefits, reduces stress and anxiety, helps you sleep, because you're a warm sleeper, you get sweaty in your sleep, they actually have a collection of iced weighted blankets that are tailor-made for people who get hot in their sleep, which is actually brilliant. So if you're looking to improve your nightly rest naturally, Hush is the answer. And if you're not 100% sold, they have an 100-night guarantee on all of their products. So try it out for 100 nights and return it with no hassle whatsoever. They also give back. So from day one, they have donated 1 in 10 adult blankets and 1 in 5 kids blankets to those in need around the world. So you can feel good about your purchase. And also, you're just going to enjoy your product so much. I've had my weighted blanket for over a year. It's still in great condition. It's like a stunning color. A lot of them look like hospital, like medical. Some of them are really ugly, but Hush makes fabulous looking ones. Mine's like a royal velvet blue. You'll really enjoy it. So if you're looking to upgrade your sleep, head over to hushblankets.com and use the code TOAST for $40 off your next purchase. It's valid on all of their products. So that's hushblankets.com. Code TOAST for $40 off. It's the biggest discount they offer, so don't miss out.
Don't sleep on it.
So, very good. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like, was not that crazy, but there were a couple things that I really liked that were, like, seemingly irrelevant. When Portia was hysterically crying when her sister Sophia came home, like, I actually was getting really teared up. I thought that was really sweet, and obviously just, like, reminded me of us, and, like, I love Kyle. I think she's a perfect housewife, like, I really do, but her family life is, like, so sweet and lovely, and I'm just, like, so happy for them.
Totally agreed. It was really cute to see, like, Portia crying so hard for her sister, but it was also making me so concerned for the campers, like, that whole scene, like, Portia.
Yes, the bat mitzvahs.
Portia, like, not going to school, not, like, talking to anyone, has never been to her new school, didn't have a bat mitzvah season, can't see her sister. Her sister comes, she's hysterically crying, and she can't even give her a hug. I'm like, yeah. These campers are not okay.
No, what Kyle said is, I think, what a lot of moms are dealing with, like, their kids who are in this, like, really important social developmental stage, and they're locked in their house with their parents. Like, and some of them have siblings, some of them don't. Like, it's really traumatizing, and you could see, like, Portia's unwell. Like, she hasn't left the house in a year. She's scared to do her bat mitzvah speech. Like, she's literally screaming when she sees her, and that's what the kids of today are really dealing with. That was a very real scene.
Yeah, very, very real. When, like, just her not being able to hug her sister, I was like, this is not good
for the campers.
Yeah.
Another scene I really liked, Garcelle was just being so funny in last night's episode. Like, she was just, like, really giving me life. And her home life is turning, like, really becoming so interesting, because one of her dating, and two, like, now that she has The Real and she, like, does it all from home and she has, like, all these different people in her house, I kind of, like, live for her life. Like, that is, like, what I want to be, like,
yeah,
working from home with, like, this sickening job. And, like, her kids are really well behaved and they, like, are really sweet. And when they talk about her getting married, like, it's actually shit like that always bores me, but I actually thought it was really interesting and cute. And when the Kyle fish died, like, I was crying.
No, I agree. I totally like her personal life scenes. And it makes me think about last night's episode, like, really not that much happened, but it was a good episode. Like, just the women were doing their things, and I found it enjoyable.
I have no complaints.
No complaints.
Even though it was boring, hearing Erica and Sutton talk, I actually thought that was a really sweet scene. That was really, like, a really, really nice thing of Sutton to do.
Sutton is such a warm, kind-hearted person. She really is. Yes. And that's why when she finds herself in these conflicts, it's like, you have to remember that, like, Sutton is not, like, the big bad wolf.
No.
She is a little quirky and stuff, but, like, the fact that she's won over Erica, who I would say these two women, like...
polar opposites.
Personality-wise, are so different. I think it just goes to show that she really means so well. So when her... someone is saying, like, she did something in an intentional, nefarious way. Like, we know as viewers, like, that's not Sutton.
No, not at all. And I really have turned a major corner on Sutton. I do think she's difficult to understand. She's very complex. And I feel like I'm getting to know her a little bit better. But honestly, when it came to the whole Crystal thing, like, I really felt like, okay, let's say Crystal took it the wrong way. Of course, Sutton didn't have bad intentions, but she's allowed to feel how she feels. But now, just kind of going back and watching all these clips, and Dorit said it best. She was like, when I was being told what happened, it was being made very clear to me that this was, like, an intentionally creepy thing. She was acting in a strange way on purpose. And now Crystal's kind of backtracking. And if Crystal's not going to let this go, which she's not, she's got to stick to one story. And she has not been doing that. Because when they flash back to her in the Sprinter van in Tahoe, she's saying one thing. And then on the plane, she's saying another thing. And so it's like, get your story straight if you're going to keep talking about this.
Right. And the more she says here and there, and there's all these flashbacks to these conversations, like, the bigger it gets, when in reality it was 3 second moment.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate Sutton, like, when she first heard Crystal was offended by it, like, was so sorry.
Yeah.
And, like, when they hugged in the room,
it should have been done.
But then it's like, when you keep going around and saying it to everyone and you're using words like violated, which I agree with the women is a very big word. I'm not going to just keep apologizing.
Yeah. Like, it's done. And if you're not going to let it go, like, I'm not sorry anymore.
Yeah. No, it's like, I'm sorry for what I did right then, but, like, now I'm offended by what you've done since.
Right, like, going around to everyone, making it seem like I'm a peeping Tom.
Yeah.
Also, I just think we should all acknowledge and give out an Academy Award to Lisa Rinna for best performance in pretending to be sad about the fact that your daughter's dating Scott Disick. Like, Lisa's fake concern for the fact that her 19-year-old daughter is dating a 37-year-old man... she's such a faker. She's like, what do I do? Should I just ignore it? Like, and all the women are like, don't worry, it'll pass. Like, girl, we know you're literally doing dances in your house, running around your backyard naked. Like, we know how happy you are. Like, you don't have to lie to us. Like, we know you. Like,
I know.
And this is the best thing that ever happened to you. You don't even give a shit that he's 18 years older than your daughter. You're just so happy she's literally going to be a Kardashian. Like, that is... We know where your values are. We know your priorities. Like, be real with us.
Yeah.
I didn't buy that for one fucking second.
I also thought it was weird when she was like, at least the press isn't talking about her eating disorder anymore. Like,
that was weird.
It was only ever spoken about because...
you put it on the show.
You put it on the show. Like, no one was, like, really talking about it. Just, like, having conversations about...
No one was talking about it.
The only headlines were just, but it would have been a recap of what Amelia said on the show.
So, like, if you were upset that people were talking about it, you put it out there. It made no, like, her, like, I was just not buying anything she was saying.
That moment was, like, too much of a tell.
It was like a crack in her story.
In her veneer.
Yeah, literally. Like, it was so frustrating to watch her pretend to give a shit. Like, we know you're ecstatic. Just own it. Own it, Lisa, own it.
Yeah, when they were in the car, I was, like, happy for her that she was wearing sunglasses because she wouldn't have been able to lie. But she is an actress. So,
yes.
So, act she does.
She acted. Like,
and also, knowing now, like, it's actually not a phase. They literally, like, live together in Miami, and he takes pictures of her butt.
Naked.
Like,
it's so weird.
Trying to get a book.
Yeah.
It's very concerning.
But it is strange to have that conversation around, you know, Erica, who dated Tom, who was 33 years older than her. But Erica
wasn't 19.
Right. That's the thing. You know, you're so much more impressionable when you're 19 than when Erica was 35 and made the choice, you know.
28,
whatever. A grown woman. Like, yes. But it's just weird to say anything negative about an age difference that big when literally you're sitting next to Erica, who was married for 20 years, to a man double the age gap.
I don't think it's the same. I mean, it's a similar concept, but it's not the same thing.
Not the same thing, but it's very similar.
Yeah.
So, I think that was really all that happened last night. Nothing crazy, but I did really enjoy it. And all the women are just so rich that, like, seeing them at home doesn't bother me. Like,
yeah.
I find home scenes in, like, Jersey or New York to be just so depressing, but... watching Crystal in her stunning backyard kickbox while her kid has a breakdown, like, the vistas were stunning. You call
it. Also, it was really interesting to hear Crystal talk about how she gets styled, because we were just talking about that top that she was wearing in her confessional.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, with the three bows and the cutouts. And then she literally said, like, I didn't pick this out. And that was just an interesting factoid that I felt as though I needed to know. And also makes me feel like next week when Sutton insults her pants,
yeah,
that it's Crystal's not going to take it that personally.
No, because she had to pick him out.
Yeah.
No, and like, you know when you always think like, oh, I want to be, you know, married to a businessman, but like, I never really thought that I wanted to be married to like a really behind the scenes, like Disney Pixar movie director. But Crystal has really opened my eyes. Like, that's the life I want. Like,
yeah.
So many perks, but you're not like, you know, in that fucked up Hollywood scene because you're not like a star. So you have like that humility and integrity. And you work really hard behind the scenes and you have a stunning Mediterranean style home in Hollywood Hills. Like, I think that if I had to choose a life of any of the women, like, I might choose Crystal's. Like, it's stunning.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of stability.
Yes, exactly. Like, there's so much, if you're like a star, like, there's a lot of uncertainty in that life, but Crystal's got it down pat and I'm living for her. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, when it comes to the women, she's honestly so wrong, but her lifestyle is just like so sickening. Like, I can appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure that I'm looking forward to watching the season play out. I think she really has had a rough start. I think that she, you know, stuck her stake in the ground just in the wrong,
a little too soon,
the wrong moment.
Yeah, but it's hard to be a first time housewife. Like, it really is.
Yeah.
Sutton had the worst season ever.
And it's a really big cast.
Yes, it is. Tariq was like irrelevant last night.
Yeah. Except for that outfit.
I know.
She always shows up.
Shows up and shows out. And I feel like they've been doing like, even though, cause they're still COVID-y, cause this is Christmas of last year.
And that's when they get COVID, by the way. That's happening soon.
They're doing, I think, a pretty good job of like planning these really nice outings. Like, that hotel rooftop dinner drinks was lovely. Like,
really cute.
Yeah, and everyone's hosting something at their house. It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Me too.
So that's that on that. There's nothing on tonight since Keeping Up with the Kardashians is officially over.
Yeah.
Is there anything on tonight?
Mm.
Oh, well, we don't even have a show tomorrow, so.
But no, I don't think so.
Everyone have an amazing 4th of July. Hope you stay safe and happy and healthy. Don't drink and drive. And that's really all the wisdom I have to impart.
Yeah, same goes for me. I'm really looking forward to a few days of alarm-free living. This was an alarm head, like this morning. Ooh. Oh my God, I waited to the last possible second to get out of bed. So that's why my hair looks like this. Just everyone have an amazing weekend. This is just like, you know,
We'll miss you.
We will, but you know what? We're going to be together, which means Patreon content.
Mm-hmm. We're back on Tuesday in studio.
If you're a member of Toast After Dark, hit up the master post because we'll be together in a house. Like, maybe the chili cook-off. Maybe it's time for round two because I made a white bean turkey chili that was so good a few months ago.
Well, you finally used meat. Like,
and I think it's time for me to come back for Ben.
I don't know.
That's such a good 4th of July activity. What do you think?
The first chili cook-off was so iconic. Like, I honestly don't know if we could ever top it. Like, we might have to do, like, a bake-off or something. Like,
okay, maybe we'll do something else.
Because we really can't ever, like...
It was so
iconic. We were in such good spirits, and everyone was there. Margot's not coming this weekend. Like, it was just so perfect. Like, I don't know if we should even try to top it. Like, honestly, it's the best video we ever made.
I so
agree.
The great chili cook-off. And if you are a Patreon member, go check
it's
it out.
Still up.
That'll get you inspired for your 4th of July chili. But I do think we should cook a chili this weekend. What
100%.
If this video was, like... Ben and I come together and we blend.
It's beautiful. Our chilies. It's a beautiful end to like the chili cook-off story.
Yeah, it's like we are competitors and now
we're family.
One.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us The Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing holiday weekend. We love you guys so much. God bless America, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.